when you look at what makes one state different from another, you know, there are, as I said, a number of things that come into play. Is your state an urban state? Is your state a rural state?
Uh-huh.
Does your state have one large metropolitan area, like Chicago or Boston, or does it have many smaller cities? Does your state have a lot of tourism? Mm-hmm. Does your state have a lot of military bases? In military bases, what happens is people live in your state, but they're not considered part of your population because their state of residence may be where they came from as opposed to where they're stationed. And yet when you have large numbers of military personnel in your jurisdiction, that will impact your ability to raise more profits. What goes on in your bordering states? And not just whether there's lotteries or they're not lotteries. Is there a casino environment or other gaming options in your bordering states? You know, for example, our largest city is Memphis. And within a half-hour drive of Memphis is Tunica with full-blown casinos. So it's not just whether or not there's a lottery on your state border, but what other types of gaming competition might there be, not only on your borders but inside your state as well. You know, what types of games does your legislation allow you to do? Some states are allowed by legislation to do many different types of games than other states are allowed to do. What happens to your unclaimed prizes? You know, here in Tennessee, unclaimed prizes go directly to after-school programs, where in many states, unclaimed prizes help you add prize payout to your player. So that impacts both your sales and profits. Are you a state-run lottery? Are you a corporation? What does the state do for you that they don't charge you for, or a corporation pays for it? Are you in a state-owned building that you don't pay rent for? Is security done by the state police as opposed to having your own security force? Do you outsource security as a corporation to a private company who charges you because you're not part of state government and can't utilize some of those services? What are the cost of your employees? You know, if you live in Tallahassee, Florida, and you've made the lifestyle choice to live in Tallahassee, Florida, and you're a good CPA, working for the lottery might be the best job you have, so you're not competing with big six firms, or I guess there aren't six anymore, but, you know, in your larger cities, you have more competition for employees. What's the commission that's paid to your retailers? I know many states pay 5% commission to retailers. In Tennessee, our statute requires 6.5%. So that takes a percentage and a half of your profits off the top. What's the age of your lottery? You know, a lottery that's 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old has a player base that is obviously much more accustomed to playing your games. What's your retailer mix? Do you have lots of corporate accounts? Do you have more mom and pops? Do you sell in bars and taverns, or do you have dry counties? You know, what's the population growth of your state? Are you a fast-growing state, or are you a state that has had pretty stable population over years? What's the percent of natives to your state as opposed to transplants? When you have large metropolitan areas where you have lots of people who've moved from lottery states, they've grown up with their parents playing the lottery, or they played the lottery after they, you know, turned of age, and so they played for longer than in a state maybe where you have more natives than you have transplants. Uh-huh. What's the size of your population? States with a bigger population have bigger in-state games than states with smaller populations. You know, what's the history in your state of illegal gaming? You know, was there a strong illegal numbers game in your city? Or has no one ever heard of the illegal numbers game? That dramatically impacts play on, in particular, Cash 3 and Cash 4 games.